Leonis, Ilana Rain, and Dean Haglund in downtown Los Angeles. Alex Leftuk, Ed Wellman, Nicola Clancy, and Tasha Turney in downtown Lincoln, England. What's not to love, especially if you're measuring time via the Mayans?
The following takes place between the hours of 4:02 p.m. and 5 p.m. GMT.
Don't worry, Sarah, you've only got one more hour to do, and then everything will be sorted out. Isn't that right, Lucy Parham?
Everything is right. Just 1 hour, then everything is sorted out.
That's always the way.
You need 1 hour.
3,600 seconds of your time is worth an hour of anybody else's. It's wonderful. Equivalence in all sorts of ways. So, Lucy, have you been panicking about this? I mean, have you sort of cancelled all your artistic gigs for, you know, the post December 21st thing? Was it something you've been fretting about or something?
Yeah, I have to say, I was so ignorant of it until about 2 days ago, I hadn't even heard anything about it. So it was a bit late to panic, really. I didn't really have my finger on the panic button.
That is what happens when you're the BBC Young Musician of the Year and you think, I don't have to worry about this. I'm BBC Young Musician of the Year. Sort it, you know? It's very important. It's interesting, Martin Jarvis said that when you're performing in Los Angeles that the audiences are getting quieter these days and they're staying quiet when you play and perform. Hopefully that's true.
Well, I hope so. He said that when we performed there, they stay quiet.
He seemed to say, he said whenever Lucy plays, they always go very quiet, because I know we're raising your issue
they've
there.
They've all gone to sleep, that's why.
It's always important. Telling it like it is. That's what we love about you, Lucy. Graham Harper sends his very best. You missed him by about 12 hours.
Oh,
that's okay.
What a shame. Just by a whisker, then.
Exactly.
if only he'd waited for me.
You know, this is the crucial thing. I know that we're looking together to put the dream team of yourself, Angela Rippon, and Julia Somerville.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a triple whammy that even Natalie Tuck will probably return to the university for.
Yeah, definitely.
Whoa, exactly. It'll happen, Natalie.
I'm sure we can make it happen.
We will, exactly. Yeah, it's crucial in every sense of the word. We have two younglings in the studio, as I like to refer to.
Love younglings.
What?
I remember that.
Yeah, not in a scary, scary way. Nick, how old are you?
I'm 20.
Oh, so, right.
That's not as really youngling.
Youngling technically, then, beyond the no-adult... You are an adult, really. You shouldn't be on the show at all.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
OK. And Giggler Jess?
I'm 17.
Oh, yeah.
17. That's so young.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing they let her
my
out. Oof, steady. But true. It's different sort of bizarre. Jess, how were you fretting about the end of the world at all, or was it just amazing?
No, I didn't really believe it was going to happen, and it hasn't, so...
Oh, there you go. And Nick?
No. If it did happen, it's the end of the world. Why worry about it?
Because you don't like Taylor Swift, do you? You don't like one particular Taylor Swift song. You know, I mean, if I sort of said, we are never, ever, 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 you would say no.
You'd be sort of, yeah. I'd be glad.
Yeah. There we are, getting back together. Ed, Lucy Parham, you know, she is a top musical bird, BBC Young Musician of the Year. We've got Spring Song, Felix Mendelssohn, lined up, because I thought, why not?
Beautiful.
Let's look ahead to that. You know, shall we listen to that and then come back to Lucy?
Mm-hmm.
Are you all right for that?
And then I should find you a new CD for next year.
You know, you're right, Lucy. You know, I was going to let you know, it'll happen, but, you know, what's not to love about Mendelssohn?
What's not to love?
Define that, Ed, as you know, 2.5 minutes of sheer bliss and perfection. What saith you, sir?
Just hit the spot, that did.
Just hit the spot, Lucy. What do you say, Natalie?
It was so relaxing. Mm-hmm. Like,
it could have sent me to sleep, like, not in a bad way, but in a good way. Like, it's very soothing. Like, it could be good bedtime music, you know, like, just to relax you. And
what do we say, Jess?
I agree with Natalie.
Yeah, and Nick?
I like it. I'm a fan of piano. Yeah. I am a bit of a rocker,
yes, but I do like piano. I think it's the first time ever that No Adults Allowed. The slot has actually featured some classical music. I think it's good for their education, Lucy, personally. You know,
I think you're right, and I think it's always good to look ahead to spring when it's in winter as well.
Nice. See what we did there. Exactly so. So, Ed, questions for Lucy Parham.
Yeah, Lucy, I mean, I can't remember being a baby, but I can remember as soon as I can remembering that I wanted to play the piano, and as soon as I was tall enough to reach it, I was playing it. Was it like that for you?
Wow, God, I'm really impressed. No, I don't think it was really, actually. I would love to say it was, and I would love to say I was some kind of prodigy, but I don't think either would be right, really. But I do remember my mum. She used to play really well, not as a professional, but I remember being a child and kind of going to sleep when I was really young and hearing her play bits and bobs downstairs. So I sort of grew up with hearing the piano around, and therefore I think I wanted to play. But I don't remember sort of jumping on a stool when I was 3 years old or anything like that. So
did you have an amazing piano teacher that really inspired you?
Well, my first piano teacher was lovely because she used to put Smarties on the keys, and if you could find the key, you could eat the Smartie. But then we all cottoned onto the fact that if you knew your notes, then you wouldn't get any more Smarties, so then we started getting them wrong deliberately, because otherwise that was the end of the chocolate. But she was quite inspirational and very creative.
And something else that really interests me about musicians is whether you kind of can put yourself in a box as a performer or accompanist. I mean, clearly you're an amazing performer. Do you get the same buzz out of accompanying somebody?
Well, to be quite honest with you, I don't really do any accompanying, and there's no particular reason for that other than...
She's just too good.
No.
Do you do duets?
Yeah, I sit with my... I've got a wonderful conductor friend called Barry Wordsworth, and he's head of music at the Royal Opera House, and he loves to play duets, and we sit in my front and play duets and have a lot of fun. But I mean, I wouldn't play for duets professionally, right. but they're great fun to.
But personally, you know, when we're talking about...
had a few glasses of wine.
When we're talking about Lucy Parham and duets, just catch this.
Hi, I'm Lucy Parham.
And I'm Graham Harper.
And when we're not working...
We listen to...
Midweek Drive on...
Siren FM.
We cut that over 4.5 days a couple of years ago. It's very good. I'm very impressed.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yes. I still think it's... Graham was particularly... I think you brought the best out of him as a performer, Lucy, which was very good. Sort of, it was a mutual supporting network.
I sound quite enthusiastic there, don't I?
You always do, Lucy. That's the thing about being a Capricorn. We are. We up for it. We have to be. Otherwise, the world would fall into all sorts of problems.
That's very true. Happy, what about all of you? What are you all going to be doing for the next...
Good question. Jess, what are you going to be doing for the next few days?
Being really excited for Christmas.
No.
Have you done all your shopping, Jess?
No, I still need to do it.
You've got to buy your mum a present.
Yeah.
Yay.
Gosh, and, I don't know what to get.
Oh, what would you advise, Lucy? What would you suggest that Jess should actually get for her mum?
Well, I just think mums like things that are going to be spoiling that they wouldn't buy for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, a little pampery thing.
Ferrari?
Yes, why not?
Well, I do pocket money these days, you know, kids. Definitely. Nick, what will you be doing?
I think I will be... Well, we'll be here editing up for the Christmas shows.
Shameless plug for that. Yeah,
indeed.
Very good. Yeah. Don't forget, if Geoff Thompson's out there, PIGY, 24th, it's Christmas Eve, 9 through 11pm. That's where you can actually catch that. And, of course, the No Adults Allowed Christmas special. So you're not actually coming in on Christmas Day, then? I find that slightly sad.
Well...
But
yeah,
probably more sad
but
if
then again, my
out.
Family would be very upset if I wasn't there as well.
Yeah, you've got to be with your family.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, it's a lovely time of year to be with family.
So you'd be editing and prepping. Any little treats you'd like to give away? I mean, I would have asked George this question, but we would have been here for another 50 years. So. Kidding, George. George.
You've got to peel your potatoes the night before.
Yeah, peel those potatoes.
The night before and put them in cold water.
Very important.
They're a fantastic idea.
Then they're really done already.
And the Brussels sprouts should have gone in months ago, despite the fact that we have a man displaying his Brussels sprouts on this week's Lincolnshire Echo with probably the quote of the broadcast-a-thon, I Feel Lucy, show us your Brussels.
Well, you can't better that, really, can you?
I don't think I really want to try. Last two questions for Lucy Parham, please, Natalie Tuck.
Lucy, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
I've had an inspirational telephonic link with you.
And can we look forward to connecting with you in the near future?
You can indeed.
Yay, Lucy Parham, she will be with us now. Ting ting time. They've walked away now. Okay, sorry, 107.3 FM, and we are going to attempt to reach Rebecca Poole live. It would be a pity if Rebecca doesn't sort of connect with us, but, we can go. I mean, they've been very good, actually, haven't they, in terms of connecting with us and generally sort of keeping up to standard and so on. Obviously, the reverse is they get a lovely, polite, solid message left on their answer phone that actually sort of points out, in a polite but firm way, that we're very disappointed with them. But never mind. Let's see what actually happens when we actually dial this whole thing through and see whether we get through live to the soul who actually following her heart and so on. Then we've got a Mike Dooley selection as well to come through. Oh, it's all so wonderful. I suspect she's not going to pick up. I suspect she's just not going to connect there. Hey ho. And she had such a good year as well, really. You know, supported her in every sense of the word.
Hi, this is Rebecca's phone. Thank you for calling. Yep. Please leave me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
When you finish recording, please hang up or press the hash key for more options.
I'm always very impressed with that notion of a talking phone. You know, this is Rebecca's phone. It's like, you know, the whole new teens coming through that. Natalie, you're very disappointed you haven't been able to speak to Rebecca Poole, aren't you?
Very disappointed, yeah.
Nick, you're a little bit disappointed as well.
I'm feeling an emptiness that, there's a space.
And Ed?
Well, I have spoken to her before, but not... Yeah. Today is the day.
Today is the day.
And this is the song.
Today was live across Los Angeles. Everything was sort of through. This is the song. Mm. We're going to play Follow Your Heart, because I think that's more important. And I've worked to wake through that whole thing. Rebecca, we've missed you. Call us, if you can, between the next sort of hour and a half. If it's after an hour and a half, well, we'll have gone, effectively. So there we are. It's just the matter, of course. However, we'll be onwards with Mike Dooley, TUT.com. But just in case you thought we were going to go Rebecca Poole-less, no, of course not. What do you think it's time for now, Natalie?
Maybe I don't know, actually. You caught me on off guard there, Alex.
What about a little note from the universe from Mike Dooley?
Brilliant, that would be great.
A life coaching tip from the universe. The time will come, and it will be sooner rather than later, when your greatest admirers and protégés will look at your life, your achievements, possessions, and passions, frown a little, and sullenly say, yeah, but for you, it was easy. At which point, you should conceal any yearning you may possess to either object or laugh hysterically. Instead, lovingly, look them square in the eye and say, yes, and it can be easy for you, too. Get used to it, the universe. P.S. You have much to teach.
That you're the one, you're the one I miss. They say there's fire in the wine, so drink it down and melt the ice. They say there's fire in the wine, so raise a glass and we'll be fine. They say there's fire in the wine, so raise a glass.
Mountjoy, who rose to the challenge of writing a song for the end of the Mayan calendar and came up with 2012, which I think is... Well, what do you think, Nick? What do you make of that?
That is a really good song. I like that. That was really well written.
This acoustic thing on her MP3 player she sent over. What did you make of it, Natalie?
I thought it was fantastic. Mm. Yeah, really good. I really enjoyed it.
Good stuff from that point of view. Ed, we've already said, sensational.
It's classic, actually, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah. So many wonderful folks, so many wonderful people, but perhaps one of the most wonderful is...
She's a mega-talented songstress extraordinaire. She always follows her heart. She's quite simply the fabulous Rebecca Poole. Now back on the Midweek Drive.
Yay! And you're alive! Yes, Rebecca
is alive! That warms my heart, that little jingle. Thank you.
Very quick. We've been following your heart. We've been doing a whole heap of other scenarios as the show's been proceeding. And it's been fantastic to welcome you back. Rebecca Poole, as we know, it's been a big year for yourself, performing ahead of the England footballing game, etc. And they won 5-0, of course, because they were inspired. This is the song. Wonderful stuff there. And what was your experience of the Mayathon, the end of the Mayan calendar? Because bear in mind, we're live across Los Angeles and the globe now, sirenonline.co.uk, wow. And of course, chillpackhollywood.com, Combat Radio. We'd love them all. They're actually having a little sleep now, so they might not be listening to actually, the presenters won't be, but, you know, the fans are, the audience are there. Are you keeping abreast of the situation, Ed?
Yes, I'm just noticing that Rebecca's only got 3 days left to buy all her Christmas presents.
You
see, you've made that public.
Well, I thought I'd wait and see, you know, because otherwise it would have been a waste of money, wouldn't it?
That's what we appreciate about you, Rebecca. You can go straight for that sort of routine and
get it sorted.
It's
the thought that counts.
It's ever thus. When are you going to perform in Lincoln, Rebecca?
As soon as you get me a gig.
Right, we're going to... Ed, we're on the case.
Absolutely.
This is truly wonderful. Natalie, questions for Rebecca Poole.
It says on your website, Rebecca... She writes songs with a mix of vintage swing and feel-good pop. Mm-hmm. So, do you always follow like that vintage swing? And why do you write songs in a vintage way? It's just
I think I am just in love with the music from the 30s, 40s era. I listen to the music and I find it very elegant, romantic, and I like the sound of the big bands. I also like the way that they recorded back then, and you've got the feeling you're in the room with the artist, and I'm very passionate about the way that they sang back then, Ella Fitzgerald and Nina Simone and Nat King Cole. They all had a special way of delivering a song to you.
And it's truly magical that you've channeled that. So we need to obviously provide Nick, who's our young man in the studio, age 20.
Indeed, hello there.
I think he's the youngest amongst us, as far as I'm aware. Being, of course, just 23, I'm probably just so weird. Let us move on, though, and we can offer you your choice, Rebecca. We can go for Your Mirror Mastered, Cherry Tree, In My Head Again, or What Happened to Romance. You might say, well, what about This Is the Song to Remember? It was the year that was around. You know, astoundingly, that's vanished from our system. It'll be back, don't worry, it will be back. We've played Follow Your Heart regularly. Which one would you like to sort of best provide, you know, a little impression of Rebecca Poolnesses that is wonderful, Rebecca Poolness? Things.
Well, let's go look into your mirror.
I've done it, as you quite rightly said. It is, of course, called Look Into Your Mirror. Yeah, I always get the song title wrong. I don't know. She's come to appreciate. It's like me leaving long messages on our voicemail. She thinks, oh, Lord, you know, please just get to the point.
Don't know how to show love. Why don't you ask your mirror?
nice finish there, Ed. I think you always like the nice sort of positive finish.
I do. A good 5-1 cadence there and end.
Nice.
Love it.
So you can tell we've got the technical experts in, Rebecca. Very good, very important. That's why he's been a crucial part of the last 24 hours on the whole piece, to actually sort out those cadences. And the classic lyric, of course, you know, when you say I love you, you give yourself a round of applause. Strange. Obviously a radio presenter. Yeah, I know. It's sad but true. Ed, having heard that, what sort of things came to mind?
I think it's... It feels like it's walking somewhere, but not walking too far.
Walking somewhere, but not too far.
In a kind of comfortable Sunday afternoon good way.
Yeah. Okay, Nick?
I started thinking of the sort of old sort of Disney cartoons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Mickey Mouse on the boat.
She's no Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse. True. Perhaps. You know, so vouch for that, you know. Mickey Mouse is not, you know, Rebecca Poole. But I get where you're coming from there. Mm. Natalie?
It was great. I wanted to get my jazz hands out and, like, have a little, like, and boogie. Actually, I always judge a song on
jazz hands.
If I could dance to it well, then it's a winner for me. And that was a winner.
If you feel yourself going up and moving.
Yeah, hey, if you Rebecca, get the beat, the music just takes you.
She's a keeper. That's exactly so. Yeah, precisely.
Thank
so.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sorted through on that routine. So there we have it. We still need to feature Kate Clark. Obviously, we don't need to do any of this, I suppose. We could always just pack up now. That would be a shame, wouldn't it, with, you know, what are we, an hour and 25 minutes to actually go. So we're not. You know, we'll continue, because we said 25 hours. We promised that to our colleagues in the States, so we'll do that. So Kate Clark, Change Your Life with Katie is up next very shortly, very shortly are up next. Sort it out, get that grammatical. I should have checked the script. I appreciate that. Darren Harmon, the last in Cameron Tilbury's heap of selections of fantastic artists, is with us at 5 p.m. with Late Dan, and then Liz Brewer will be wrapping up, of course, with her own sort of party guide. We've got the long interview with Mike Dooley to connect the final thing with, and we may just try to reach LA one last time. Last two questions for Rebecca Poole, please. Ed.
Rebecca, have you had a reasonably interesting telephone link with us this afternoon?
Yeah, it's been absolutely divine.
Nice. Yeah. Do you have the voicemail message as well? I mean, that's an added sort of bonus, really.
Did you hear my voicemail? Lovely.
Yeah, we've left a long message on there, which you can actually sort of take away and listen to at your own leisure, really. Yeah.
I'll look forward to that.
Good, right.
I've got to get back in the studio though.
I see. Sid, she's still recording. She's still working like the proverbial beaver.
Well, we'll let you do that, as long as you promise to come back and connect with us at a future occasion.
I promise.
That's
thank you.
All right. And actually, Rebecca, would you like to throw those last two questions at Natalie? Because Natalie's got to leave us as well. Rebecca, would you like to just ask Natalie, has she enjoyed her few hours on the show? Because she is our champion cake
Natalie.
Baker.
Natalie! Yeah. Hello, Natalie. you're a champion cake baker.
Yeah, I won the bake-off.
She won the Christmas bake-off.
Oh, did you? Yes. Fabulous. Oh, my goodness, I love cakes. Can you please come and cook for me?
Yeah.
I've got a cake. And I'll bring some buns.
Exactly. Yes! And then we'll have a little dance. We'll dance off the cakes afterwards.
So I take it, Natalie, a reasonably interesting time.
Yeah, it's been fabulous as always.
Well, back again shortly.
Yes. I'll be coming for a dance lesson with Rosie from Legs & Co.
Of course, this is it. It's just one magical thing after another. Alan Parsons Project are up next. We'll let you get back to the studio, Rebecca. Take care. Keep on keeping on.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Happy Myathon.
Phil Leonis, Ilana Rain and Dean Hagland in downtown Los Angeles. Alex Leftuk, Ed Wellman, Nicola Clancy and Tasha Turney in downtown Lincoln, England. What's not to love? Especially if you're measuring time via the Mayans.
Quite right, too. Ed, you've been scrutinising your social networking pieces and covering all manner of things there with respect to Change Your Life with Katie. Not Katie Grimason, Katie G, marvellous though she is, but Katie Clark. Is that not correct?
Absolutely. Change Your Life with Katie.
And she's online now. Yay! Katie.
Hello, good evening, everyone.
So have you managed to catch any of the 24 and a half hours we've been broadcasting so far?
I was out today. I've just caught the last 10 minutes at the moment.
Nice. There we are. Yeah.
But it's sounding very, very good.
Well, we like to think we're doing Los Angeles proud.
Yes, you must all be rather tired, I would think.
Why? Why would you think that? You know, honestly, sometimes. Ed, over to you. You might like to, because obviously, great sympathies. Every time we seem to connect with Katie, she breaks another limb. I don't know why.
I know.
Do you?
So the legs, arms.
Yes, freaking. I've just broken my scaphoid bone.
Oh dear! Right, don't talk to any of these people ever again, and I'll whisper. All right. Yeah. Now, what's the telltale sign that somebody needs a life coach?
What's the telltale sign? Well, they are usually stuck where they are. They don't know. I will only coach people who actually want to move on in their life. I'm not interested in coaching anyone who would like me to look at their past and delve into that. I'm not qualified to do that anyway. I'm only interested in helping people move on. So the telltale signs are that you need a coach if you feel stuck and you think that you would like to move on in your life, but you don't know how. So, in other words, you might need a little guide, and I possibly could be that little guide.
What do you what's your view on clutter of a kind of physical kind?
Of a physical kind,
like old bits of furniture and folders dating back to circa 1986. I have a few, you see.
Really? Yeah. I don't like clutter. I have to say, on a personal level, and I also think that it can slow you down. It can stop you reaching your goals if you live in clutter all the time. I mean, is your mind a clutter?
It can be.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it works for you. I mean, what do you think, Ed?
I don't know. I have this thing with paper. I've noticed this since I've been a mature student at the University of Lincoln. Mm. I seem to be the only person in the university library who ever prints anything out, and it makes such a great noise on this machine. Everybody stands and looks at me as I'm printing 38 pieces of paper. Everybody else has all these windows open on monitors and whatnot, but I just have to have paper. And because of this, I live my life with paper everywhere, and I can't do anything about it.
Well, no, come on, Ed. Of course you can do something about it. Do you file all the paper?
No.
Oh, dear.
That's what I need to do, isn't it?
Well, I sort of do.
I start systems, but the floor is an easier system.
Yeah, well, let me...
I need to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So let me ask you, what would make your life easier, Ed?
More sleep, I think. I'm not referring to the last 24 hours, but that's been great.
I meant the clutter. I mean, what...
Being routine and organisation, I think.
Yeah, and would do you want that?
Yes.
You want that?
Yes, and I start it, but I do lots of things at once. I'm sure a lot of people do. Yes, so you've already helped me realise what I need to focus on in order to sort of improve the bigger picture.
Well, yes, because what would your life be like if you lived in a very organised office or room where you could put your hand on everything you wanted just at the right time? How would that make you feel?
I'd like that. I should pay you for this advice.
Yeah, well, you see, on a scale of 1 to 10, Ed... 10 being that you're definitely going to do this, where are you?
9.5.
9.5?
Yeah.
What would make it a 10?
To have a day to do it, which I actually have got tomorrow, so I'm going to do it.
You're sorted, Ed.
And I'm going to tweet you when I've done it, all right?
Yes, fantastic.
Thank you.
Well done. Not really, I see it's in action. Nick, how can Katie help you?
I don't know, possibly if you have any contact with bands for next year, that would be great.
Oh, dear, Nick. No, I don't have any contacts with bands.
Oh, well.
Unfortunately, do you suffer from too much clutter?
Possibly. I kind of like my clutter, though. I kind of know where each bit of clutter is.
You see, that's different, though, isn't it? Because people can live in clutter, but they know where everything is. I couldn't personally do that, but I know some people who do, and they're quite happy with that. What about you, Alex?
Life is wonderful. That's all I have to say. It's truly wonderful. ChangeYourLifeWithKatie.com. It's a CATIE.com that you need to go to in terms of the website from that perspective. It's been absolutely fabulous. We still need to actually sort of focus on a whole range of other fine folk. We've got Darren Harmon, our last musician, coming in with Lay It Down. Liz Brewer is going to be telling us how... Would she still stick with the advice she gave in the Guardian newspaper on Saturday, when, of course, we were expecting the end of the world, the official title, The World Ends on Friday, according to the Mayans, who may be wrong, but just in case...
Can I just say something?
Here's how to go out with a bang.
Can I just say something?
Of course.
Yes. I believe you're going to have Mike on later on, Mike Dooley.
Yes.
Yes. Could you just send him my regards, please?
Well, we have, but he's in Mexico, so we've already pre-recorded all the pieces.
With his wife. I see. Okie dokie. Right. Well, that's super. That's super.
It's all right, then.
And can I wish everyone a very happy Christmas?
And to you too.
Lovely.
Happy Myathon. That's the key thing. So, as Liz Brewer was saying, you know, a mammoth street party that would stretch from one end of the country to the other. I haven't seen it stretching up to Lincoln as yet.
Oh, dear.
Never mind. So, is your arm in a sling, then?
It was in a plaster, but they've now removed the plaster and they've put me in a sort of brace thing, which I have to keep on for 4 weeks. And if my little bone is not showing signs of healing, then I could have a pin in it, which I'm not looking forward to. So I'm just being very positive. I'm surrounding myself with crystals and positive energy. So if you can all send me...
Isn't that very cluttering, though, all those crystals just hanging around out there? You know, I'm just sort of thinking, I mean, surely, you know, I mean, you could trip, you could injure yourself. You
no,
could
they're consider... tiny, tiny little crystals.
Exactly, even worse, they could actually stick in you in all sorts of areas, you
but
know?
It would be wonderful if everyone who's listening tonight could send me some positive energy. That would be wonderful, and I'll send it right back as well.
Done. Yeah, I felt as
Is that possible? Yeah. We've done it.
It's already sorted.
I've got it. I felt it.
Katie Clark, in a world of her own, but still quite interesting for all of that.